Now, TikTok sensation Dancing with the Stars finalist Kaylee Trapp hits the road in a new documentary for TG Cahir, meeting learners who are embracing education through the Irish language. And Kaylee joins us now with third-year student Sam Arzate Montalti to tell us more. Good afternoon, Sam, and good afternoon, Kaylee. Thanks for coming in. I started my broadcasting career through Irish.
Love that.
Yeah, but that's an awful long time ago, So this is an interesting documentary because we're talking a lot at the moment about the Irish language, and I saw somebody say recently that within her lifetime we're going to be a bilingual society. So you went and searched for people who unusually are learning Irish. Was that the plan?
Pretty much. Like, personally, from my experience, I find that not one shoe fits all, and the way that people learn Irish can be so diverse. It doesn't have to start from day dot. You definitely don't have to have a background in it. Sorry, Daddy, I'm going to call you out here, but my parents don't have Irish. Obviously, they studied it when they were younger, but they wouldn't be fluent at all. So when I was in primary school, I went to an English-speaking primary school myself and then made the decision to go to an Irish medium secondary school, and I never looked back. And I thought that was unusual at the time. I think it's definitely more common now. My principal, when I was visiting, would have told me that it's just the regular now, which is fantastic to hear. But similar to Sam Wellair, he lets me call him Sam for short beside me here. We both had a similar journey like that, didn't we, Sam? Like, you're the same.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, your parents, your mum was from Venezuela.
And Italy.
Yeah. Mm. And your dad's from?
Mexico.
Aha. Neither of them strongholds of the Irish language.
No.
No. So were they enthusiastic about you learning Irish, Sam?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. And so you take on Kaylee in chess in the documentary. No spoilers, but who won?
Me, I guess.
Of course you did, yes.
Do you know how people sometimes have this thing, they're like, I let them win to make them feel a bit better? Yeah. Wasn't the case with Sam, was it, Sam? He was a brilliant moonshore, though. He was fantastic, but he still beat me every time.
Yeah. So you went to English primary school, Sam?
Correct.
So then you're arriving into a Gael school for secondary school?
Correct.
So a lot of the people around you are fluent?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
Well, it was a bit overwhelming at first, but thankfully, seeing as I'm in an Irish environment, you know, I pick it up really rapidly, so I wasn't behind for too long.
Aha. Because I know up in your former school, where the principal is Brendan O'Duffy, that they have an intense course at the weekends for people like Sam.
Absolutely, on a Saturday. Yeah. So they were Saturday mornings. For anyone who was coming from an English medium primary school, they provided a course every Saturday, which sounds a bit daunting, but actually, never mind the language or the studying and the classes that were involved in it, just getting to meet like-minded people and getting to all be in the same environment was so helpful to me, and it really eased me in very nicely, and I found it really helped. And then by Christmas, there was no need for them anymore because we had such a great base there. So I always was so grateful for that, and they're still doing that now to this day.
Are your parents impressed by your command of the Irish language, Sam?
Yes.
So how many languages are in your house in total then?
Well, apart from Irish and English,
yes,
I know a little bit of Italian and Spanish. And I'm learning German at school.
My word.
He puts me to
polyglot. Isn't that what you will be? I think it's a polyglot, isn't it? A person who can speak loads of languages.
All right.
There you go. I'll take that.
Add that to the CV.
I'm a polyglot. So there you go. Yeah. What's your favourite one? What's your favourite language?
Well, if I could, apart from the Irish.
Yeah, of course.
Apart from the Irish. Yeah. I like the Spanish or the Italian. I like the fluency of it. It's nice.
Yeah. It's sort of a romantic language as well.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Do you speak a modern European language?
I don't. And no? I kind of feel a bit embarrassed here sitting beside Sam to say that. I have a basic level of French. I don't think I could order a croissant now and still be understood in France. But I practice my Irish every day. Yeah. But I reckon that's another thing from the show, actually. I think a lot of people would assume that if you speak Irish, it means you have a flair for languages. I don't necessarily think so. I just think it's whatever environment you have, like Sam said, in school.
But the second, the Bangladeshi doctor, was it? A budding Rodita. Bangladeshi doctor. She was saying, if my memory serves you correctly, that she didn't speak when she was very young. And then suddenly she acquired three languages.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how it can open up for you? And it was the same, similar to Sam. Her family background had no level of Irish. She went to a secondary medium school and just picked it up so fast. So it's a confidence booster as well. And even for me in school, learning through Irish helped me build my confidence. And I only regret not learning another language as well.
So Aideen is an interesting person as well. So she's from Wexford originally, went to Irish college and fell in love. Mm-hmm. Not with anybody in particular, but the place and the language.
Aideen is an absolute scholar. Her story is incredible. She travels 300 kilometres to go, like every second weekend, I think she said, to go to school. She came over for a year to Inishere to study, and she decided to stay on to study for her Leaving Cert, and she was just fantastic. She knew I did Dancing with the Stars, so she had me out dancing with the locals straight away, and she wants to go on to university as well. But like that, she didn't want to follow the trend.
As a 14 or 15 year old, she left her family and went over to Inishere.
And the confidence, Ray, was beaming off her. I was obviously asking questions like, what made you decide to do that? And she was more along the lines of, why not? And I loved that. And I think the whole documentary and everyone we met along the way had all the same values and thinking, why not step outside the norm and just go for it, and and they never look back and they never regret it. And she's thriving now. So she is. So I was just delighted to hear that she had built up such a lovely community that was far from home.
An interesting thing she said was that on Inishere, she can go anywhere at any time.
It's
there's
so much
freedom.
Yeah, exactly. That, and that's, I suppose, in a philosophical way as well. But as well as that, it's opening so many doors to her. And when we were there on the outside, you know, going over in the boat, you think this is a small little island. What has it got to offer? But it's offered her the world and more, and she's delighted. And the world is literally her oyster.
What do you think you'll do, Sam, when you leave school?
Well, I'd like to be a coder.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it fascinating what's happening in the world of AI?
Oh, yeah, with the invention of ChatGPT and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then you see the new AirPods now, they translate instantly.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So I don't know if you need to be a polyglot anymore, but
I think we're all going to be out of a job in a year's time, thanks to Sam.
So coding, yeah. That's brilliant. So Kaylee Trapp, so Dancing with the Stars, you continue to be a huge hit on social media. So the teaching has been parked, has it?
It has been parked, but it's in the pocket. So. My family take great pride in my teaching and in what I'm doing now, but they do like the reassurance that it's always there, because I always say, why fix something that's not broke? I absolutely loved being a teacher. I loved going into the schools with Sam and going around doing my travelling. But at the same time, I had to strike while the iron's hot, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. But it's still there.
I've got to mention Fair City.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah.
That's it. I peaked, Ray. There's no going up from there. It's fantastic. I love anything with a camera and a set and a crew. You. Throw me in,
Fans of yours will be interested to see the opening of this T.G. Cahir documentary, which airs on Monday at 7:30, because when you return to your school, Cláiste...
Oriel,
up in Monaghan. They have pictures of you doing the dab from what? What year is that?
God only knows, Ray. Yeah. These came out from the archives. My vice principal Annette had them out before I had time to say, cut the cameras. So yeah, I when I was chatting to the producers, I was thinking this is something back from the ancient times. I'm sure, Sam, do you know what a dab is? Oh, you make me
it's
feel
a pity we're not on television. That's a perfect job, Sam.
So yeah, there's a few photos there that I'm not overly proud of as such, but it's nice to look back and on where we all began, and obviously enlighten the old memories.
What do you think, looking back to yourself and remembering you as that age? Because you know things have happened.
Oh yeah, a lot of changes.
Yeah,
feel like a different person.
Do you?
Oh, massively, in every way, and not so much in a bad way or anything like that. But it just goes to show that, you know, time, I think, was probably on my side as such. As far as I'm really happy now, and I don't think, honestly, hand on my heart, not to be soppy, but I don't think the girl in those photos would believe that I'm even on the radio now today or anything like that.
Why was the girl in that photo not the most confident of girls?
Not the most confident, Ray, no. I had everything, you know, I had an amazing family. I had a fantastic school, like we've already mentioned. I had everything, but deep down inside, I struggled a little bit. But
we'll have to have that chat again.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of time. Will you come back for that?
Of course I will.
The full chat. So, Octree Foulama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Foulama, Le Cayley Trap, TG Carr, Monday next, 7:30. And it features Cayley, obviously, and Sam. Nice to meet you, Sam. Yep. And good luck with everything. And Cayley, Gurma Gut, Gurma Guiv. That's it from us. Cormac and Claire are on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.